God is your covering.
When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. Genesis 3, verses 6 and 7.
The woman in our verse did what seemed right in her own eyes. She saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, and she ate it. She accepted the suggestions the father of lies offered her, the bait to lure her away from her father's covering.
You shall not do according to all we do here in the camp this day. Every man doing whatever looks right in his own eyes. Deuteronomy 12:8.
After the woman did what seemed right in her own eyes, something significant happened. She realized that she was naked, void of her covering. By accepting the counsel of the evil one to disobey her father, she had moved out from under the truth, love, and hope with which the perfect father had her covered. She was now exposed and vulnerable to the father of lies, who will further inundate her with lies of hopelessness, shame, and unworthiness.
He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. Psalm 91:4.
I bless you to not do whatever is right in your own eyes, but to stay under your Father's covering of truth, love, and hope. Under his wings, you will be safe from the enemy's words of condemnation, "You are not good enough." Behind his shield, you will be protected from the enemy's accusations, "You do not belong." Behind your Father's embankment, you will be shielded from the evil one's charges, "You are a disgrace." Remember, your perfect Father is faithful, but it's up to you to stay under his covering. I bless you.